This is the closing market report for Thursday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith. On the phone with Bill Moore of Price Futures Group, wrapping up another day in the ag marketplace. Bill, what have we seen going on in the grain and livestock markets today?
Well, the markets is kind of an evening up day. We've got a couple things coming here in the next couple days. One would be the government report tomorrow at 11 o'clock, the January WASDE. Be the final numbers in corn and bean productions and yield. It'll be an update on the carryout and the quarterly stocks, and it'll be an update on the South American production for Brazil and Argentina. We already had an estimate for Brazil this week from CONAB. It was around 155. We'll see if the government comes in close to that tomorrow. Even up in front of that, there's a big short position in corn, especially 190,000 contracts, and any kind of good news for the market that might force some short covering, tomorrow after the report. The other thing is, of course, it's a three-day weekend, and MLK Day is on Monday, so we're closed from tomorrow at 1:20 till Monday night at 7 o'clock. Unlike the last two three-day weekends, we do open on Monday at 7 o'clock to resume trade.
That again was Bill Moore of Price Futures Group. We'll look at the closing market numbers next.
Welcome to January and the beginning of the new year. While we don't know for sure what 2024 will bring, we always need to do our best to be prepared. The same holds true when you're traveling in winter conditions. Make sure you're always aware of the weather forecast, as winter weather can change in the blink of an eye and vary greatly between regions. And be certain of what conditions you may face throughout your route. You can always check conditions across the state by calling 511 on your phone or downloading the 511 app. This message on winter driving safety is from your friends at the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.
March corn down 1 3/4 at 457 3/4. March soybeans went unchanged at 1236 1/2. Soybean meal down 2.10 at 362.20. March soybean oil up 47 cents at 48.72. On the Merck, February live cattle up 105 at 171.80. January feeders up $1.65 at 226.27. February lean hogs up 52 cents at 72.60. Pork cutout up 97 cents at 86.47. Class 3 milk for January down 2 cents at 15.18. Thanks again to Bill Moore of Price Futures Group for joining us. That's been a check of the closing markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Riley Smith.